breaking ground on a biomass innovation park. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We really have a grand vision of developing all of the infrastructure to make commercial-scale bioenergy projects move forward in this state.
Genera Energy's Dr. Kelly Tiller heading up UT's Biofuels Initiative, and earlier this summer, ground was broken on Tennessee's Biomass Innovation Park that's adjacent to the cellulosic ethanol demonstration-scale biorefinery in Von Ohr. And Dr. Tiller says this facility will provide harvesting, handling, storage, densification, and pre-processing and transportation for multiple feedstocks, including switchgrass.
So a key piece of it was to demonstrate biorefinery technology and improve that and continue that R&D so we can check that. The second one is to grow large quantities of switchgrass as a dedicated energy crop. We're doing that very well. A next logical step is to develop this supply chain management structure that works very well for this industry. So that's our next step, and we'll just continue to build support and infrastructure for this industry.
Now, already growers in nine counties within 50 miles of the Monroe County Biorefinery at Von Ohr are growing some 6,000 acres of switchgrass, and initially the biomass park will process up to 50,000 tons of switchgrass, but it's designed to handle a wide range of energy crops and other biomass feedstocks. USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development Dallas Tunziger was at the groundbreaking ceremony, and he says these are the kinds of projects the government is looking to help stimulate our rural economies.
It's something that I can point to, others can point to, as an example of what's really possible. And so we very much want to see this project succeed.
And the first phase of the biomass park should be completed by the end of the year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.